All right, check the levels right quick. Go ahead.
Yo.
Okay, let me turn it on. I think we're straight. 70. All right, so welcome to another podcast. Like I said, today we will be going through the Twitter mentions. So if you've been submitting questions this whole week, then we're going to get to them right now. Everybody is in attendance, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. I'll read them. You can answer them. I'll answer them too. I'll get my input. Let's see, we're going to go back all the way like 8 days ago. So, I really like the KD7 and I will buy them again, but can you compare and contrast the KD8 to the KD7? If you could do that, it would be really dope. Thanks. So, what are your thoughts as far as, you know, the KD7 compared to the KD8?
As far as aesthetically?
No, just probably performance-wise.
Well, I haven't hooped in the KD8. I just got them in, but as far as I know from the performance test, Trey said it was a pretty good shoe. KD7, I wasn't a huge fan of the KD7 myself. I don't think KD was himself. You know what I mean? So you got to keep things like that in mind. I think he's going to F with the KD8 a little more than the KD7. That has nothing to do with us or me. But that alone lets you know, like, yo, KD7 just ain't that cold. You know what I mean? If the own player ain't hooping in the shoe, that just automatically lets you know it can't be that good.
Yeah, so both of them were pretty much... like we said on both of the performances, that they got the job done.
Right.
I think the KD7 may be a little more comfortable just because of the materials used on the interior. But other than that, man, they pretty much play the same. Traction, the durability was the same and everything like that. So if you're thinking about buying one or the other, I don't see why you just wouldn't go what you want aesthetically, really.
Right.
Because it's not going to make a big difference. So next question is, I guess, just directed towards me. When did you get braces? I got them like 2 months ago. Next question, KG, would you recommend the Lenning 808 or the Lenning 3? I play outside. I can't speak on that. I don't think either one of us can.
Yeah.
Because we only had the Lenning Wave 1 and 2.
Right.
And so, maybe we should cop soon. I don't know. See what Lenning's putting out there. But, so we can't answer that right now. What is your opinion on the fit of the KD8? People saying it's too narrow and tight, and others are saying stay true to size. True to size, it's not even really narrow, because if you look at the shape of the KD8, it's almost built like a trainer in the forefront. Like, it kind of goes out a little bit.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
So, it's definitely not too narrow. It's not even KD's most narrow shoe. It's probably the widest, actually. But, D-Rose 5 or KD8 performance-wise? Now, I've you know, did my little spill on this as far as comparing a shoe to another shoe. So if you want to, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, see, I still haven't hooped.
Haven't hooped in the KD8. Yeah. But as far as, you know, I've said it before, as far as comparing shoes to shoes, you know, just go with what makes you most comfortable. Like, if you listen to the performance test, listen to what the shoe has. If you need cushioning because you got, bad knees or something, then you probably want to go with that. You don't want to go something with low profile. You know, just don't compare shoes directly, you know, because it's going to come down to preference. So next question. Can y'all tell me some shoulder workouts, man, please? Okay, this is Jeremy's question, obviously. And, can you tell him some shoulder workouts?
We're actually coming with some videos where we're doing our workout routines, in the video, so to say. But just some quick workouts, shoulder workouts, if I could just throw them out there. Flies always work. Mm-hmm. What else do we normally do? I know.
We do a lot of pressing.
Dumbbell, barbell is still cool. You know, it's a lot of basic stuff. High reps.
Yeah, definitely high reps. You want to go ahead and get, rush all that blood. Like, get that really good pump. I like doing shoulder day. I actually hurt my shoulder, but one thing I really like doing is focusing on my rear delts because they suck. So, that's one thing I focus on in the gym. I try to hit them really hard. And for that, I do like a lot of overhead pullbacks reverse fly machines. I just try to hit those really hard, because that's definitely one of my lacking points. But so next question. I'm 15 and a 5'7". I can almost touch the rim for the past year. Do you guys have any advice on how I can jump higher to dunk? You got to stop dunking in the performance test. Niggas gonna keep asking.
I've been getting that a lot lately, more than, like, it's crazy. I haven't even been dunking much, bro, mm-hmm. because of my ankle. And I've been getting that, like, a lot more recently. Like, yo, you 5'8", you dunking. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really not dunking anymore, but.
Maybe they're watching the old ones. I don't know.
When I was, man, it just comes down to age, man. Like, y'all be 15, y'all having, like,
yeah.
like developed anything just yet. So
yeah, I don't think I started dunking until like I was 19 or 20.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to boom like at the age of 12 and stuff.
Yeah, and plus you're not even like you 5'7" at that. I can understand if you was like 6'3", 15 years old.
Right.
But you 15 and 5'7". So right, like exactly. Just give it some time, bro. You'll get there, I promise. So next question. Who do you think has the smoothest jump shot from the form in the NBA? I think that's Stephen Curry. That's not even debatable right now. The smoothest, yeah. Like the shit is like flawless.
I can't debate with that at all.
Klay Thompson actually has another smooth jump shot too. But yeah, I would have to go with Stephen Curry. I have a question for you guys. Are the Kyrie ones long lasting or will they break apart and get marked after like a month? Like, I don't know what you mean by marked, but.
As far as pricing?
Are they durable? Get marked? No, he said murked after like a month. Whatever. Are they durable?
To me, they are. They're not the most durable shoe. But mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about durability, if it's not a shoe just for outside use, they're going to all be pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, of course, it's going to be a shoe can be a little more durable than the other one. But right. The Kyrie's is pretty durable. I mean, to do what you want to do, I think so.
Okay, if you had to rank the KD5, the KD7, and the KD8, how would you rank them best to worst? Like we keep saying, Jeremy hasn't hooped in the KD8, so I guess I'll take this one.
Go ahead.
KD5, KD7, KD8. Let's see.
I will throw out that I really did enjoy the KD5.
I
think that was my favorite one.
Yeah, honestly. I remember when I got those, I was really excited. And but if I was to like, if all three were in my bag right now, I think I would go KD8. Oof, that's a tough one. I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up between the 5 and the KD7, actually.
Word.
So what would you do if you just had the KD5 and KD7? You can pick for me.
Oh, as far as which one I like the best?
Yeah, what would you hoop in?
The 5.
5, okay. Uh-huh. Let's see. Next question. Let me scroll through this. Trey just saw your review on the KD8. When you were dunking, looks like your vertical has increased a lot.
That's true. That's true.
What have you been doing? Like I always say, actually, I've been hooping less, so I don't even know how that works. I think, actually, my vertical hasn't increased. If anything, it's decreased, but it's just, I don't know. I haven't been doing anything.
Resting, I guess? A little rest, maybe?
But I guess. I don't know how to make sense. My legs didn't feel good at all. So,
oh, word.
Yeah. So, what song did you use for the intro of the KD8 performance test? For the intro? Are you talking about a regular intro? Or, like, the actual song?
I don't know, bro.
If you're talking about the intro, that's the same like ASAP Rocky song, isn't
it?
Yeah. So, KD8 or Adidas Crazy Light 2.0? Well, can't answer that yet. What's the one place you guys want to visit in your life? Where you want to visit? If you have one place to go.
Shoot, man. I really don't know. I did want to go to France at one point.
For what?
I was in high school, I was studying French.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was cool. But I'm kind of out of that now. I don't too much care. Like, I don't know. What about you?
One place I want to go? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, there's not one place that's like, oh, I got to go there. Mm-hmm. I do want to travel a few places, but, you know, just whatever looks nice. I just want to see some nice scenery and stuff.
For real?
If LeBron left the Cavs, what team do you think he will go to? That's definitely your question.
I don't know, man. Damn. I don't know. Not sure, bro.
Okay. When's the Crazy Light Boost 2015 review going to drop?
Crazy Light Boost? We trying to get to the gym today.
Yeah, so pretty soon. Next 3 to 4 days. How old were you guys when you first started dunking? And the editing on the KD video was crazy. Thank you.
It was.
It wasn't, but I appreciate it. So, when I first started dunking, I think, like I just said, I was 19 or 20. I can't really remember. What about you?
I was a freshman. You threw my first oop, kind of. You threw it up like a little baby toss, and I dunked it.
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, it was in the hyper. I was a freshman in college, so I was...
Oh, yeah, like, I remember you tweeted it.
Yeah, I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah. Okay, so, how the hell do you dribble? I don't know metronome. How do you dribble metronome?
Come on, dude.
How do you do it?
What you mean? Like, you just bounce that hole, man. But I guess as far as dribbling good, I don't know. Like, we just dribble a lot. That's it.
Okay. Oh, what?
Who said metronome? Come on, man. Like, you ain't the drill sergeant.
All right. When you guys started Kick Genius, what one or two things are you glad that you did, that enabled you to be successful? That's a really good question.
I know, speaking of what I always think about, I remember you sold a lot of your shoes, bro.
Oh, yeah.
To put us on the map. Like, see, a lot of people be getting that confused. Like, they don't know, like, a lot, like, what you really done, like, behind the scenes. But, like, Trey sold a lot of heat, man. Yeah. And I was looking, like, I'm talking Year of the Rabbits, 03 flu games.
Sold a lot of shit.
It was a lot of stuff. And I'm like, yo, why are you doing this? He was like, yo, we got to get this camera.
I know. I remember. Okay, I'm trying to think what I sold. I sold the Year of the Rabbits. I sold my 03 flu games, my 03 playoffs.
I wanted to buy so much shit.
My grapes, my fire reds, my Concords, my cool gray 11s. Cool, like, yeah. I sold, like, a lot.
What was the ones? It was some ones, bro. I can't think of them. I really can't think right
now. The ones
now.
You got?
Nah. Yeah, you sold those to me. Black and gold, patent leather, ones.
I also had the Flow of the Game 9s, the Flow of the Game 7s that I sold. But I sold everything in, like, just...
Damn,
like,
I can't think of them.
A group.
The ones. Was it the Dornbaker?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had those too. The charity ones. But yeah, I just sold a lot of that stuff just because, like, when you want to, you know, start something from the ground up, you're going to have to put money in. It takes money to make money. So,
for sure.
That was my whole philosophy. And, you know, it worked out. That was my
Rising Suns.
Yeah, Rising. Like, and all that stuff is gone. I sold my flu games, the ones that came out after.
Yeah.
Which I really like. But, you know, you just got to, if it's worth it, then it's worth the sacrifice. So, and that stuff is worth it.
I always think about that.
So, next, you got anything other than that? No?
Nah, not really. I ain't seen too much.
So. I would have to think about that the question deeper. But the Clutch Fit Drives are great shoes, but they have low ventilation. Should I not get the shoes since my feet get hot sometimes? Nah, I don't think it's that big of a problem. You probably need to wear thinner socks. You know, you don't want to be wearing thick socks that's going to trap the heat and everything like that.
I didn't even know the Clutch Fit Drive 2 came out. That shit's so crazy.
Either.
That came out of nowhere to me. Like, somebody tweeted us just like, yo, Jay, you trying these? And I'm like, dang, I'm still hooping in the first model.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, this has been driving me crazy. Could you please answer this for the iTunes podcast? The Kyrie 1 or Kobe 10? You can go ahead and entertain that question.
Yeah, I would go Kyrie 1 for me personally. I don't know... I just like the Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a shoe that I really enjoy. Again, that's up to you, man. Like, y'all be asking us, but it's really up to you. I don't think y'all understand that, like, if you get a choice to pick what shoe you want to hoop in, like, take advantage of that. Like, embrace that. Like, yo, pick that shoe and go with it. Like, whichever one you like. But me personally, I would go with the Kyrie.
Yeah, we're just here to give you, like, additional information that you probably won't get from the store. Maybe you not get from the site. And we're speaking from experience, so it's kind of like an informed opinion.
Exactly.
But we're not here to tell you, like, yo, this is the shoe. Everybody should be hooping in because it works for us the best. No,
exactly.
We just need to tell you some additional tech specs or whatever, if it's worth the money, in our opinion, just because we've hooped in a lot of stuff. And then you take that and, you know, you think on your own from there.
Mm-hmm.
So next question. For the podcast, do you think the KD8 was an upgrade from the KD7? Not necessarily. Like, this is the thing when it comes to, like, designing new shoes and, like, big companies having to put out a shoe every year. There's not really going to be a tech upgrade every year because
it's true, bro.
Like, innovation doesn't come that fast. The difference is going to really come down to is how they tell a story within each shoe. So even though, like, say the traction pattern looks different, it doesn't mean it's going to perform different. They need it to look different first to differentiate the shoe.
Right.
But one traction pattern may be like a thunderbolt for KD and the other one may just be like herringbone, but they're just trying to tell a story different, you know? So there's not going to be many tech upgrades really.
Like, that's a great point because, like, when you think about it, like the Jordan 29, I don't know how they're going to top that.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You just kind of have to go, like, not necessarily up, but either to the left or right. Like, it's going to perform on the same level, but you just can't keep going up. If you create a shoe like the 29, you can't go up from that, like, in the next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to take some time, for real.
Definitely. So, good question. Next question. Best performance shoe for someone with ankle issues. Thank you, guys. Ankle issues. So, obviously, you want security. So,
I know, for me, that Clutch Fit. Really, like,
kept you secure?
Yeah,
it really does.
For real.
And I think that's what it clutch fit, you know what I'm saying? So
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, I don't know, I told you I sprained my ankle, man, and that mud, I just been going to it ever since.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what I would say too, the clutch fit drive. What's y'all's daily lighting routine? I think you meant lifting routine. Or do y'all just do whatever?
You want to tell them?
Yeah, so, you know, we're not bodybuilders or anything like that, but we do, you know, pretty much hit the gym daily, or we try to 5 days at, 5 days out of the week. So Monday we hit chest, Tuesday we hit back, Wednesday we supposedly hit legs, but we kind of skip that day every week.
Yeah.
Thursday we hit shoulders, and Friday is buys and tries, and then maybe like Saturday if we miss a day, we'll make it up. But, sometimes like now, at the beginning of the week, like last week, we went to the gym and like did some on court drills. Mm-hmm. I know that's not lifting, but you know, we still get in the gym, and maybe we'll try to like supplement that, or supplement, is that the right word? I don't know. Well, after we get on, done with the on court drills, like we try to hit core or something like that too. So that's what we do every week. Next question. I'm a 5'6 guard, and I was wondering if I should get the Jordan 29, Kobe 10, or Under Armour Clutch Fit Drive this season. So right away, when you say I'm a 5'6 guard, should I get this shoe? That doesn't make sense, because it, like, you picking a shoe based on your height is irrelevant. So you should get a shoe, like I said, like I always say, that is, you think is going to make you comfortable, or that complements your game. You got anything you want to add?
I agree with that.
But so, if you are a 5'6 guard, I'm assuming you're a little swift player or whatever. But any of those shoes is going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? So, when did you come up with the name Kick Genius? How? Why? Like, why that name? Please answer. Way back in 2012, late 2012, we was just in a room, me, Dre, and Jeremy, brainstorming names for this new sneaker channel. And Kick Genius happened to come up, and it was really, like, when it came up, it sounded like a really marketable name. It made sense for what we were doing. And so that's why we used it.
And that's when y'all had me saying that stuff. Like, it's going to be an encyclopedia for the...
I really don't know why you said that. No. But can you update us for the Nike Hyperdunk 2015 performance test? Like I said in the last podcast, we're supposed to be getting them in from Finish Line sometime soon. I think something's happening between their seeding process or something like that, and they just haven't arrived, but you can share as soon as we get them, you know, we'll be hooping in them. Will we see a John Wall 1 performance test, Jeremy?
Probably not. That's just being honest, like, the John Wall 2 is about to come out, yeah. So it's just like, let's just let it go. I'm sorry.
This is not a question, but somebody said Kick Genius is grinding right now. I really appreciate it, because
for sure,
like, you know, I really like when people like take notice, because I don't know why, but it seems like it's easier for a lot of people to leave negative comments. But like, when people see and appreciate the grind, it makes me appreciate them. Just because, like, we are putting out a lot of content, we're filming all day, we're editing all night.
For sure.
And, you know, it's good to see like people show love back. So I really appreciate that.
Same here, bro. Good looking.
Somebody said the podcast won't play. It said it can't be downloaded. So if you ever get that message, it's because so many people have downloaded it. We did have the basic account first, which allows so many people to download, and then if you get popular, you got to start paying, and as you get more popular, you got to pay for more bandwidth, which allows you guys to download the podcast. So if it says that message, it just means like more people are downloading the podcast than we expected, so we'll have to pay and upgrade. So and we don't mind paying, you know, we just appreciate you guys' support, but just, you're gonna have to be patient for a minute, because it takes us like a day or two to realize, oh snap, like, you know, too many people are downloading. So, hey Kick Genius, what shoe do you guys recommend for point guards? I need a shoe with great traction, and that's easy to do quick moves in. I don't want to sound redundant. Do you want to answer this one?
I mean, it's basically what you already said, bro. Like, the whole being this height, being a point guard, it don't really matter, man. At the end of the day, just try to find what you think is best for you. I know I keep saying, God, I feel like I keep saying.
And things, and it's going to get redundant, just because, like, the point of this podcast is to answer each and every question. So if people are asking the same question, you know, we just got to answer it, I guess, the same way. The answer doesn't change just because the question is the same. I don't know. So if we sound redundant, you know, I don't know what to say, but we're trying to get to everybody's question just so there will be no confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. What's up, Kegans? Got a sneaker question for you. Kobe 10 Blackout or the KD 8 V8? Which sneaker is better performance-wise? Now, you naming the colorways and talking about performance, again, is irrelevant. And that's not maybe I'm rude or anything. I'm just... like, there is people out there that I don't think realize. Like, they that really is be crazy. Like, yo,
yeah,
something, something in this colorway versus this in that colorway, which is better performance-wise. Like, you know, like, it really is mind-blowing.
It really is like crazy. That. Yeah, like, the color going to help them hoop.
Yeah,
like,
the color is not going to, like, make you go faster. You got a red shoe, you're not going any faster.
It really is crazy.
But as far as the Kobe 10 versus the KD 8, I would hoop in the Kobe 10 first. I mean, over the KD 8. But again, the colorway does not matter. I'm trying to start a sneaker channel for sneakers, and I need help. Materials, how to get money to buy shoes, any advice? Got any advice for the guy?
How to get money. How did he say how old he was?
Nah.
He can't get a regular job? I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but...
I just clicked on his avi. He looks like he's probably 14 or something.
It's tough, man.
It really is.
It's tough.
The thing is, if you want a successful YouTube channel in the sneaker community, one thing you're going to have to do, A, is put out hella content, which that doesn't always work.
Hella content.
And if you don't have money, then that's not an option for you.
Right.
The second thing is you're going to have, or, you know, plan B is you have to have, like, a different personality. Like, you got to come and do something that's never been, like, really done before. So, that's why you see, like, the successful channels right now in the sneaker community. Of course, you got us, because we do the performance test that wasn't really done before we started. You got, who else? Shout out to the man, Bullet.
Oh,
you know, yeah. I recently started watching him. You know, he puts out a lot of content. I'm trying to think who else. Mr. Fomer Simpson and them.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, really cool.
Yeah, he has one of the most, you know, laid-back, cool type personalities. But yeah, you gotta really stand out from the pack. As far as getting money, that was kind of our problem at first, and that's why I had to sell the half of my collection, or not even half, but a lot of things that, like, were special to me, because if it's worth it to you, then you will sell it. But that's how I got the money. And then what else did you say? Materials. I don't know what he means by materials. Maybe like equipment. You definitely gonna need a camera, a high quality camera, because the rate at which people are moving out on YouTube, people are shooting in like 180p, 4K, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be filming off your iPhone. You're going to need a tripod because you don't want your stuff, you know, your camera, just moving all over the place.
Can I say this? I know a lot of you guys be coming to us like, yo, how we get all that basketball equipment to be cold? Have you been seeing that? I mean, mm-hmm. Some, but I've been seeing that a little. And that's kind of what I wanted to say. Yo, don't try to focus on getting a lot of basketball equipment to get the job done that you want to get done on the court. Like, if you're talking about getting some cones, okay, that's what, $4, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you see us with the step ladders and stuff, which is cool to have. But at the end of the day, like, we can still do what we need to do without the step ladder and out the pads and all that. So, I just wanted to throw that out there, too, because, you know, you're talking about the materials or the equipment.
Yeah.
Like, don't be so focused to get into that. Like, just like you said, the camera is the main thing.
For sure. Yeah, as far as the basketball thing, all you need is a basketball and a hoop.
For
all
real.
You need to, like,
for real,
you know, get better. But yeah, the thing I like about equipment, though, just in case, you know, you're like me, it just kind of, it's like going to the gym. Like, I don't like going to the gym and doing the same workout every
right.
week. Like, it's
right.
just diversifies things. So when we do decide to bring out the resistance band, or when we do decide to bring out, like, the step ladders, it's like, it just gives us, like, a different feel. Like, I don't know, it's a new challenge, and I'm just not used to it. So,
for sure.
I don't
I
get
do
it,
definitely
like, boring.
Understand that.
Yeah. Somebody said, one-on-one with Jay Jones is straight fire. That is true. That's a fact.
Appreciate it, dog, but it ain't all that straight.
The Kyrie 1's tongue always bites into my ankle. Does this happen to y'all?
No, not me.
I don't remember it happening to me too much. How do you think the Knicks are going to do this season? Are you ever going to come to Tampa for a meet and greet? So, first question, how do you think the Knicks are going to do this season?
About the same. I don't see them being that much better. I mean, honestly.
And are we going to come to Tampa?
I mean,
we can. Who flying us out?
That's what I'm saying. I was just going to say, unless somebody flying us out.
Yeah. Is a D. Lillard one honestly a quality shoe? I wouldn't say it's not quality, but it's definitely not in my top five.
It's right not top notch, but it's not boo boo.
Yeah. Finish Line tweeted us and posted a picture of Jeremy. Good looks. You know what I'm saying? On his model shit. It's a really good look, man.
Yeah, my ankle was ass. they weren't trying to give me no lotion.
Somebody said, shoe. You look like you about to drop the hottest R&B album 2015. I know you saw it because you mentioned you, but I didn't see it.
It's coming in my head, huh?
Not really. Kinda. I mean, you do look like the newest R&B sensation. I'm not going to lie. You got the little burgundy joint on with the little olive green pants. It's dope, though. So that's actually all the questions. You know, I'm up to the Twitter mentions. 40 seconds. That was the last tweet. So,
cool.
Yeah, hopefully we got to all of your questions. You know, I told you guys to be tweeting us. And that's what happened. So we got to them. I think the next one we'll do will be... from a comment section on the next video we're posting. So we'll let you guys know that in the video, though. So thanks again for supporting. Anything else you want to say?
No, again, appreciate you guys for supporting all that we do. I know we don't tell you guys that often. We try to, though.
Yeah,
you know
what definitely. I'm saying?
But, yeah, appreciate you guys, man. So that's pretty much it.
So thank you for those who are subscribing, you know. It makes the, you know, you listen to the podcast a lot easier. All you got to do is log in and it'll immediately start downloading. So, and plus it helps us move up in the rankings on iTunes. So thank you guys. We're going to get out of here and work on these videos for you on the YouTube channel.
For sure.
So we will see you again here tomorrow. So it's Ski Genius.
We out.